Helen Thomas, a legendary White House correspondent, has been smashing through glass ceilings since she was a young woman in wartime Detroit. She'd graduated from Wayne and wanted to be a journalist, so she told her mother she was going to visit a friend in Washington, D.C. She got a job working for United Press International, which had been her secret plan all along. Young women from proper immigrant Lebanese families weren't supposed to go off and have careers then, but Helen did. When John F. Kennedy was elected president, UPI assigned her to cover him in the White House. She never left. She covered Presidents Johnson and Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. When UPI was sold to the Unification Church 10 years ago, she decided she couldn't work for the Moonies. She thought her career was over. But Hearst Newspapers hired her as a columnist, and she stayed on at the White House, where she's now covering her 10th president. By the way, an interesting thing happened early in Thomas's White House career, though nobody knew about it for a long time. She was covering President Kennedy on August 4, 1961, her 41st birthday. That day, a baby named Barack Obama was born. But Helen Thomas is now in the worst trouble of her career. On May 27th, a rabbi put a video camera in front of her on Jewish Heritage Day at the White House and asked about Israel. "Get the hell out of Palestine," she said, and went on to tell the startled questioner that it's not their land, and said that Jews should go home to Poland, Germany, and America, and everywhere else. Last week, that video went viral. What made it so offensive is that it not only seemed to challenge Israel's right to exist, it appeared anti-Semitic. There are few Jews today in Poland and Germany because they were all murdered there during the Holocaust. Within hours, people were calling for Thomas's firing. The Speaker's Bureau that represented her dumped her. She issued an apology that sounded corporate and wooden and satisfied no one. All of this is very painful. Painful in a special sense to me. I know Helen fairly well. She's a proud Detroiter who's never forgotten where she came from. A few years ago, she helped start a scholarship fund at her alma mater, and she comes back every year to interact with the students. We've talked about foreign affairs, and while she's long been unhappy with Israeli policy, she never questioned that nation's right to exist. What she said on Jewish Heritage Day was terrible. But I think we should ask whether one callous mistake wipes out the honor of an incredible career. 7 years ago, Thomas was virtually the only reporter asking the president, "Where was the proof of weapons of mass destruction? Was this war in Iraq really necessary?" I saw reporters roll their eyes when she asked such questions. Who turned out to be right? Helen Thomas has screwed up big time, and it's fine to be angry. But only if you remember that she's also the reason women today can join the National Press Club and the Gridiron. To err is human. Maybe we shouldn't forget that forgiveness is as well.